This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, the selling to the downside continued today as we saw large near-limit down losses occur in live cattle and feeder cattle. All contracts made new contract lows today. Boxed beef at midday was 25 higher. Selects were up $1.12, moved 94 loads. So cattle kill estimated 111,000 head, but there just was nothing out there positive to give this market any strength as selling just continued to consume this market to lower levels. We also saw the hogs close lower today. On the close, October live cattle down the $3 limit. December live cattle down $2.70. October feeders down $4.30. November feeders down $4.32. And October lean hogs $1.12 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Tom, what drove the grain market slower today?
I think a lack of any fresh bullish news to help the market out, and also considering the upside that we experienced back on Friday and Monday that just has not had any follow-through. The easiest way for this market to go was to resume the selling to the downside as wheat and corn today made new lows for the week. We also saw early market confusion as FSA released the wrong numbers this morning on their acreage report, and it was finally corrected around 9 o'clock this morning, and there really was no big changes when proper numbers came out. On the close today, December and March KC wheat were both down 6 cents. December Chicago wheat was 6.5 lower. December and March corn were down 4.5 cents. November soybeans down a penny and 3/4. January down a penny and 1/4. And December cotton today 19 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.